Colt from We Fix Stupid Computers stopping in, bringing us some goodies. I'm excited because I've been running around here.
Yes, Colt getting... from We Fix Stupid Computers. Meet Mark, where I break stupid computers.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. He came bearing not only food, but he had a keyboard and a mouse in his hand because he heard about our earlier injury.
I'm excited about this cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I had the sixth sense.
Yeah. This is, man, that coffee smells good.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Joe Beans does it right.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, do they?
They do.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. So we are, we're wanting to talk about, you know, all things computers right now. And of course, anytime anybody has questions about computers, you are certainly the go-to guy. No doubt about that. Some of the things that have really been getting on my nerves lately is I keep getting, sometimes I'll get these pop-ups that say, you know, oh, a virus has been detected on your computer. And you're like, holy crap, you know, something on it.
Right.
But then it ends up it's not real. It's like an ad or something.
Yeah, it's a phishing trick to try to get you to contact them. And then once you do that,
they try to sell you
They try to sell you something. The worst case is if you call the number. Don't ever do that.
Don't do that.
And these are traps on the internet. So you can have the best antivirus out there, and you can just be searching for something, and you see something in the hit, and you think that's the subject matter I want to do, and then it pops up an 800 number. So most folks are pretty wise to that, and they'll mm-hmm. close that right out.
Right.
Worst case scenario, you go down the path, and
sometimes
we've had some horror stories.
Sometimes they look like mm-hmm. they're an ad.
Right.
Sometimes they look like your computer. It looks like a notification that you're good pop up on your computer.
They're very
and it's
good.
Like, oh, yes. What the
yeah.
heck?
Yeah.
Yes, they'll use a notification like a Windows notification that's mm-hmm. not, but it looks like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or they'll look like they'll use the graphics from say AVG or other
right.
antivirus.
Right.
And make you think that that's what they need. And what they'll do, you know, if you call them, which you don't want to do, they pretend to be something or other, and they worst case. People let them remote their system.
Right.
I have horror stories
oh,
I can
yeah.
tell you. Literally thousands of dollars people have paid, and I'm, why? But they don't realize
right.
what they're doing. Yeah.
Well, I think when we first went on the air, I walked in, and you were having a conversation with your mother-in-law, maybe?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Where you're like, do not let them take over your computer.
Well, I am tech support for my in-laws, which is really sad. You know, because I mean, I know enough to be dangerous, but yeah, I've literally said, Mom, hold your on button until your computer shuts off. Call your credit card company. Hang up the phone. Call your credit card company right now. And cancel your credit card.
Yeah, because this was
I mean,
like,
literally.
This was a while back.
Because, yeah, I can see them moving my mouse. I
right.
said, Mom, shut it down.
They use technology that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Go to my PC. Mm-hmm. Go to assist. These are legitimate remote control. And we offer that remote support as a client.
Of course you do.
We do. But these people will use that. And if they get on your system, one of the tricks is they'll black out your screen. You don't know what they're doing. If
right.
a client comes in and they've spent time with him like 30 minutes or more on the phone with that, at that point I have to work with the client. We
right.
have to contact the bank. We have to
right.
you know, change, and they know how to do some of that, but they realize usually
yeah
at that point.
Well,
to
and
get
it's
out.
Different if you know, a Colt taking over my computer
right, right.
as opposed to somebody that I don't even,
somebody named Colt with a Indian accent.
That's right. Well,
which
sometimes.
I mean, I don't want to put it off, but
no,
I've literally had people call me on a weekly basis with an Indian accent saying, you know, I am Bob from Microsoft.
Maybe they knew
your
you
computer's
helped your
been,
mom and they want
right,
you to help
right,
them.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you're like, your name's not Bob.
You've been compromised.
From Nashville.
And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, next thing you know, they're trying. And just for fun, because I like messing with them a little bit, I'll stay on the line with them and I'll just use some crazy voice. And I'll say, I don't have any PCs. I'm an Apple user. And that usually throws them off the trail. But then you hear, oh, what's the answer for Apple users? I mean, you know, it just...
Let me
anyway.
Ask you this. So many times some of these things happen because we are online looking for things, doing things. What are your thoughts on things like DuckDuckGo or some of those where you can do private browsing? Do you think that it's beneficial to use
I think it that, is. Yeah, I think it is now, especially in this day and age. You see a lot of the privacy leaks out there and so forth. DuckDuckGo is really good. They don't track any of your searches and so forth. Google, you know, all the services on Google are free, but nothing's ever free. And they track and they'll target ads to you and so forth. Brave is another browser. A lot of people have not heard of that. Brave, Brave.
Okay.
And that is built from secure code from Google. Google makes their Chrome browser actually open source called Chromium, and they built a new browser. But Brave has a virtual private network built into it. So the VPNs are good, but here's the thing. What a VPN does is it masks your IP address, which is, you could maybe think of it as a phone number, but it's not. It's an IP address, your location. And so the VPN, when you turn that on, it'll look like you're surfing from Canada, or it'll look like you're surfing from England or somewhere like that. Mm-hmm. So it's really good and secure. And Brave has that built into it. But be careful of free VPNs. You see that a lot because...
And I'm going to stop you real quick because that term is thrown around a lot in commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a virtual private network? What does VPN stand for?
VPN stands for virtual private network, and it does mask your identity, so it looks like you're surfing the web from another location. Now, the good use of a VPN is, I guess, if you're overseas and you want to watch Netflix, they block videos based mm-hmm. on location, so you can, you know, act like you're coming from another location. But more and more non-technical people are now familiar with the term VPN. So therefore, a lot of these hackers are using that, throwing that out there. But a VPN is only good as its end point. So you can use a VPN and be coming into, say, Canada, but what is the VPN company doing with your data at that
right.
point?
Right.
So you have to, there's good ones and bad ones, there's reviews you can read and so forth. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, I do recommend that. But generally speaking, I mean, generally surfing the web, you probably don't need that. One quick note, most websites now are secure. When you surf the web, you'll look, there's a padlock in the upper
right.
left corner.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The padlock is a new graphic. It used to be HTTPS, S for secure.
Right.
But
right.
who knows those letters?
Yeah.
So now they just put a padlock up there. So okay. pretty much those are encrypted.
And look, you need to look and see that. Because you're really exposing yourself if you don't, especially if you people are shopping online more now than they ever have mm-hmm. before. There are so many fake merchandise places up
right.
there.
And they're on Facebook even. They're, you know.
Well, and some are legitimate mm-hmm. that are on Facebook, and then some aren't.
Right.
And a lot of the ways that you can tell is by, mm-hmm. you know, what he says. He's got the lock up there. The other thing is, before you go and buy something, go online and check the reviews of some of these
companies.
Yeah,
it doesn't take long.
It doesn't take long. Mm-hmm. And ladies, if you're looking at clothing, if the heads are cut off the models.
Mm-hmm. You've seen that?
I've seen that.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're stealing those images from other
okay.
places.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
gotcha.
So they're advertising clothing that they don't have.
Right.
They don't have that clothing, but that's a good indicator, because they don't have permission to use that image and that kind of thing.
And
they can do facial recognition.
Yeah.
Trace.
One of the things that I do is I went out and got a AAA card that I put cash on,
okay.
and I use that card online. That way, if it gets compromised, I'm only out the money that's in there. Now, there are some safeguards built into that.
Mm-hmm.
I had to protest a purchase on Facebook, and it was for a special blade for a saw, and when it came, it wasn't what it was. And when I went back to the website, it had 29 pictures of babies on their website, and that's all it was there. They were no longer there.
It's always good to use a credit card for purchases, because a credit card has federal protections of
right.
the $50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A debit card, when that money is gone, it's gone.
Right.
Now, you can work with your bank and try to get the money back, but a debit card is just that. It's cash.
Right.
And the second thing I would suggest, too, is most browsers have a mode called incognito mode, and incognito mode is a mode of the browser where it doesn't store anything. Now, your internet service provider can still see everything.
Right.
But the endpoint, so like, for example, if you're going to go, my wife tracks flight tickets a lot because
okay.
we travel.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you use incognito mode on your browser, sometimes you actually get better flight prices.
Interesting.
Than if you
wow.
use it regular. And there's a lot of tricks to that. And also, if you purchase something and leave it in your shopping cart,
mm-hmm.
but don't buy it, after a couple of days, sometimes
the price will come
yep. down, because they will see
I
you have it
that.
In there. Yes.
Ah, interesting.
Yes. So that's
yeah.
another
okay. Oh, look, something in your cart's you know, gone. Yeah, I've seen that.
One of the other things that Janet and I talked about yesterday, Colt, was, you know, we'll come in early in the morning, and there is an update saying your computer needs to reboot. Do you want to put it off till later? Tell us about Microsoft, you know, 10, Windows 10, because a lot of people are using 10, these updates. How often do we really have to do them? I know it's a little different for the radio station because we're running stuff through our Arrakis systems and all
that kind of stuff.
Right. So that's different. But let's set that aside and talk about just normal, like the computer I use. It's not hooked into that network. So
Windows 10 changed a thing where it forces the updates. Good and bad, it forces the updates. And you really should install updates, but it is very frustrating, no doubt. Windows 7, you could turn them off. Windows 10 Home, by default, it's on. If you have Windows 10 Pro, then there are some settings in there you can turn off. But there's a couple of tricks you can do with Windows 10 Home. For what you can do is you can set your updates to snooze. There's a way where you can turn on the settings. It will pause for 30 days, and it won't do the updates. Another thing you can do is you can set active hours so that you won't do updates between, say, 6 in the morning to 6 at night. You can turn that on. And finally, there's a trick. If you're on Wi-Fi, you can edit the properties of your Wi-Fi, and you can tell it that it's a metered connection. And a metered connection basically has a data limit associated with it. Mm-hmm. Now, you probably don't have a data limit associated with your Wi-Fi, but Windows doesn't know that, and they'll say, oh, we're being nice. We won't force those downloads, so that'll save you bandwidth. So there are some things there. But the second Tuesday of every month basically is when the patches come out.
Oh, okay.
And the patches are for security related and things like that, Microsoft Office. And then the fourth Tuesday of every month is just updates that aren't there for security, just general updates. And then finally, twice a year, Microsoft comes out with huge feature updates.
Okay.
And it's usually the first half of the year, the second half of the year.
Okay.
So they code name them like 21H1, 21H2 for the year 2021. Now, real quick, the Windows 11 is coming.
Is it? Okay.
And there's some discussion whether it's going to be 21H2 update or whether it's going to
be one of the big updates.
It will be, possibly. And if you want more information on Windows 11, you can actually download it now. You can become part of the Insider program and folks
like
can
a beta?
Contact it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But do that on a test machine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting. I didn't realize. Janet and I were talking earlier at the beginning of the show that Tuesdays are kind of this blah day. But every second and fourth Tuesday, Microsoft wants to update your computer.
Hey,
so,
well, there you go.
So, you know, we should start marking our calendar. Hey, it's Tuesday. Microsoft is coming your way.
It's Patch Tuesday.
It's Patch Tuesday.
We could do that.
Grab a taco.
I like it. If folks are having questions about maybe they're having trouble with their computer, things slow down and get a little bit messy, how often should people bring their computers to you to have them checked out?
They should bring our computers to us all the time.
Seriously, you have your, you know, we're pretty good at maintaining our cars,
right,
and
right.
We're, you know, even ourselves, we'll take care of ourselves. But
what I always try to do is educate people. I mean, I don't want to fix your computer all the time. I want you to be fixing it. So I train you. So we will come in, or they will come in, and we'll put on the antivirus and the malware and run through and educate. And then I want people to maintain that throughout the year. But we have clients maybe once a year that'll come back in, and they know there's big updates, and they pause the updates of security, updates to the Microsoft. Maybe they're using Windows Defender, which is the free antivirus and things like that. But probably once a year they should at least get it checked. Yeah, unless they're techie and they feel comfortable about it. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Just and again, you do try to work with people to, you know, don't just give a man a fish, teach him to fish.
Right.
Yeah.
One last thing on like the Norton systems and some of the others is, are you able to recommend, I know at some point that Xfinity was giving Norton, if you were an Xfinity customer, you got Norton for free. Is there one that's better than others? And talking about the different free ones out there without getting your computer getting bogged down, can you speak to that for a moment?
Well, the free antiviruses basically give you basic protection.
Right.
Okay. And I will say with our experience, that's probably good enough. Now, there's probably somebody out there saying, no, you need to have the pay antivirus. my theory is, do you want to lock your door or do you want to put bars on the windows? And so you really need to have antivirus. But most of the problems today, it's not the viruses don't exist, but most of the problems today are related to malware, because that's where they're making their money. So they come across as a pop-up thinking, saying I'm a virus, because the word virus scares people, and they call the number, and that's how they make money. So you do the professional antiviruses, I mean, the top ones that are out there that are the paid ones, you know, Norton and McAfee and so forth, and the ones they give you with Xfinity, they have a partnership with them. Right. And so I'm sure it's good, and it does well. But a lot of these antiviruses will run constantly in the background.
Right.
And
they're using up resources of your computer.
McAfee can really slow the system down. So some of them are faster than others.
Yeah. Sure. Okay, give us your location and your phone number and email or website at least, and that way our listeners can contact you if that's what they want to do.
Sure. Well, our website is wefixstupidcomputers.com, and we're here at 14690 Forest Road, right here in Forest, across from the radio station, right next to Scott's Cabinet. Shout out to Tommy over there.
Yep.
And you can call us 434-525-8590. You can always just send an email to help@linlinks.com. Now, Linlinks is a corporation name, L-Y-N-L-I-N-K-S. You can send it over there. But just go to our website, wefixstupidcomputers.com, and you'll find us. We're on Facebook. Okay. We have an Instagram site and so forth, yeah.
With one more quick question, with the advent, you know, of pandemics and all that kind of thing, and people don't want to go out, I know you practice, you know, the whole thing with masks. I've been into your place of business and all that, but let's just say I want to, hey, can you fix my computer remotely? Are you doing that a lot? Janet just did a doctor's appointment through her phone yesterday.
Yep.
We do that a lot, but basically it's with clientele.
Okay.
A large, large portion of our clientele is repeat business. We've been over almost 18 years.
Right.
And so folks come back to us all the time. And so we do, when we have established relationship, we do. But when someone calls up and says, I've got a slow computer, can you fix it now? I will talk to them over the phone.
Right.
I won't remote right away. And 9 times out of 10, I get them to bring it in. We have a free diagnostic.
Oh, okay.
You can drop it off. There's no charge until we call you. And we can usually tell you right away, you know, what we're going to need to do and get back to you pretty quick.
All right. Well, thank you again for stopping by. Thanks for the, I haven't even looked in the bag yet. I there's some kind of food in there. Dare you say what it is?
Sausage brioche from Joe Beans.
Somebody said, is giving, if Mark's pretty worked up already, is giving him coffee a really good idea?
I'll be okay.
I've been You'll be okay, but will we be okay?
I'm not sure.
I know.
Thanks again for stopping
by,
Cole.
Always a pleasure. Thanks. Have a great day.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.